Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. It's the second day of early voting in Georgia after a record-breaking start.
More than 328,000. That is how many people, election officials say, turned out to vote early in person on the first day of early voting here in Georgia. Those numbers shattering records. At this polling location, they just keep coming. The line starting here about an hour before this location even opened.
ABC's Rachel Scott outside a polling place in Atlanta. And in Georgia, a judge ruling that the state election board cannot require poll workers to hand count the number of ballots to ensure that the tally matches a machine tabulation. Former President Trump taped a Fox News town hall with an all-female audience that will air today and declared himself the father of IVF. Vice President Kamala Harris appearing today along the Delaware River at the location where George Washington crossed the river. She'll be appealing for bipartisan unity and will argue that she will defend the country's founding principles. This is ABC News. The death toll now more than 100 in Nigeria after a gas tanker overturned and then exploded.
The blast happened as dozens of people rushed to the scene of the tanker accident to scoop up fuel. It's common for people there to salvage gasoline after such incidents, especially with Nigeria's soaring fuel prices. Social media videos show a massive fire stretching right across the entire area with what appears to be bodies scattered at the location. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And once again, checking on Wall Street, Dow futures are higher, as are S&P 500 and NASDAQ futures ahead of the open in just a few minutes on Wall Street. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Macy's is here to help you shift seasons in style. Shop fall wardrobe must-haves, like matching knit sets and dresses, quilted jackets and puffers for her, and vintage-inspired sweaters he'll love. And Macy's has great deals on home essentials, like cozy blankets and throws, and modern kitchen appliances. Plus, Star Rewards members earn rewards on every purchase except gift card services and fees. Learn more at Macy's.com/StarRewards. Today, at Macy's.
People just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde has campaign events in Milwaukee County and Madison today. The Hovde campaign says the Republican challenger to Senator Tammy Baldwin will attend an afternoon tour of National Technologies in Oak Creek and a healthcare roundtable at Investors Associated in Madison. At least six Wisconsin farms are giving away thousands of chickens after an Iowa-based processor abruptly closed last week. The state ag department lacks authority to take possession of the birds or to feed them, so they're focused on being a resource to farmers, some of whom have taken to social media to offer their chickens. And before you send donations to help hurricane relief efforts, consider a monetary gift instead. Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin says those monetary gifts can help an organization buy exactly the aid they need in a place they can use it. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 60 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 39. Tomorrow, sunny and windy, 67 by Friday. Mostly sunny with a high of 74. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. That's 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Thank you, Sean. On the way, we're going to talk with Brianna Patz. She is a UW River Falls student that has the Facebook group Pips and Chicks, and she's been helping out some of the farmers here in western Wisconsin that were abandoned by Pure Prairie Poultry. And we're going to talk with Brianna here coming up. First, here's Brooks and Dunn.
I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new. That leads right to your door. Oh, how I used to roam. I was a rolling stone. I used to have a wild side. They say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. And the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. I used to love them and leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met you. Now my heart beats true. Baby, you and me together. Feels more like forever than anything I've ever known. We're right on track. I ain't looking back. Yeah, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, and joining us this morning is Brianna Patz. She is president of the American Coturnix Breeders Association, and her group and herself kind of got together to help out the poultry producers here in western Wisconsin that were abandoned by Pure Prairie Poultry. And so I thought, well, let's have a little good news on this unfortunate story and situation. And so we're going to talk with Brianna here a little bit about some of the things that they have done. And Brianna, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, okay, I had no idea. I still don't really have an idea. So explain what the American Coturnix Breeders Association is.
Yeah, so I'm with Pips and Chicks, if you've seen it on Facebook at all. And I'm the president of the American Coturnix Breeders Association. So we're a group across America that does stuff with Coturnix quail and industrial standards for that. So we've got a standard of perfection of what the ideal quail should look like put together. And we promote good breeding practices and different things like that with the quail side of the industry.
Oh, okay. So it's a poultry type of industry, just a different breed, I guess, correct?
Yep, absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about you. Obviously, you've been trying to help out the Western Wisconsin poultry growers that were basically abandoned by Pure Prairie Poultry. So tell us about how you kind of organized all this with your organization.
Yeah, so I've done a lot of poultry work with industrial poultry and exhibition poultry with Pips and Chicks and with the University of Wisconsin River Falls, which is where I'm studying right now. And I was actually on a trip with the River Falls Poultry and Swine Club, and our professor, our poultry professor, told us about the situation and everything that was going on, and decided that I wanted to do something to help. So I put a post out on Facebook to the Facebook page just about everything that was going on, and it kind of took off from there. So since then, we've been organizing different routes and transportation to get these birds out, and just to different processors and people across the state and Midwest.
And so for the I know the processors, you did these routes where, okay, someone, let's say I'm a processor, okay, I can pick up 1,000 birds, let's say, and I'll process them, and then people in my area could buy them from me. Is that kind of how you wanted to see this work?
Yep, there's a couple of different ways. Basically, we were trying to get a whole bunch of livestock haulers in. So people that could make different routes across the state, some out of state with trucks, and then people can meet up for live birds along the way and kind of connect with all of these people going on. There's a lot of people that want to help and can process these birds themselves, but the problem was they needed a way to get these birds to them. So the people that were driving and had trailers and trucks and may not have been able to process or handle all of these birds themselves were able to meet up with people along the way that could deal with some of the birds. And that way it kind of spreads the wealth of them everywhere.
Talking with Brianna Patz, as she is president of the American Coturnix Breeders Association this morning. So, Brianna, obviously you're involved in the poultry program at UW River Falls, your organization. Obviously, there's been a very big concern by by dairy farmers and by other poultry growers that all of these birds being sold to people, and if they're not processing them right away, there's that H5N1 biosecurity. And is that something that with your group you've been saying, now look, you can't just keep these birds, you got to have them processed right away because you don't want to have this massive outbreak of H5N1?
Yeah, so that's something the University of River Falls was a bit concerned about, and partially why the university hasn't taken a whole bunch of birds in, and partially because of space. But the big thing is, because these birds are considered Cornish cross, they're a crossbred bred specifically for meat production. Once they hit 8 to 10 weeks of age, which is where these birds are about sitting, they're sitting right at butcher weight. they really won't live very long, even if they aren't being butchered or processed immediately. They're more likely to get broken legs, broken bones. They can have heart attacks from eating too much feed. They're designed to be butchered and processed. So the thought is, when you're going to go get birds, there is some concern because you're traveling across the state, and there's always going to be concern when you're bringing a large amount of birds anywhere. But if they're butchered immediately, there really isn't much of a bio. You're not really worried about these birds getting diseases from them. You'd be most worried about any other birds on the property. So a lot of poultry processing facilities will have a separate place for you to bring birds in for them to be butchered. Or if there are people butchering at home, the best thing that they can do is just butcher them as soon as they can get there, and try and keep them separate from any like laying hens, backyard flocks, or more long-term birds that they have on site.
Talking with Brianna Patz this morning. She's president of the American Quaternix Breeders Association, also a student at UW River Falls. And there she's been kind of leading an effort to help the poultry growers here in western Wisconsin that were abandoned by Pure Prairie Poultry recently. So, Brianna, with those that might get, let's say myself, okay, so I'm going to get some birds. I can't do it, but I have someone that can process it, but it's going to take a month. Again, on the biosecurity thing, then I should keep these birds totally separate. Should I keep them in an enclosed area so that there's absolutely no chance of them getting H5N1 because we're in the middle of the migratory season and we're in the Mississippi flyway?
Especially at these big industrial sites, you'll notice that these birds aren't able to go outside, and that's part of the reason why. Whenever you're protecting any birds from different diseases or illnesses, you want to be careful that you're keeping them away from any outdoor birds, any migratory birds, and the same is true for broilers. However, because they're Cornish cross, they likely will not be able to live a month. Most of these birds are going to need to be butchered within a week or so. And if they can't get into a processing plant, then doing it at home or even in your own backyard is completely allowed.
Talking with Brianna Patz with the American Quaternix Breeders Association. She's the president. So, Brianna, with the current situation, when we recorded this on Tuesday morning on the 15th, what do you know? Are there still some birds available? Have you been able to reach out to some of the farmers to find out what's left? And because if these birds are potentially not going, you know, if they haven't been fed, that's an issue. But if they're bred not to survive very long, I mean, have you been able to talk with some of the farmers to find out what's left?
Yes, I have. So I've talked both directly with some of the farmers and then with people at the different sites. As of this morning, we are sitting with about an estimated 30,000 birds yet. So there are still a ton of birds out there. The biggest thing, there are two main sites. We were made aware of another one last night that opened up. And they've got about 20,000 birds there at this site. And then there is another site that are hoping to get the rest of the birds out today. We've got a trucker coming in taking about 10,000 of them. And then there is one final spot that has about 10,000 birds as well. So right now, the goal is just to get everything out. We want to get all of these birds out today, if possible. At this point, some of them have been without feed from days, anywhere to longer than that. It's just been dependent on what these farmers are able to get in for feed and how much they have available to them. They're trying their hardest to get all of these birds out, but they need to get out quickly.
And Brianna, I guess if folks would like more information, even, you know, hopefully this will be cleared out here by the end of the week or sooner, but they could just go onto your Facebook page and you're kind of keeping folks up to date.
Yep. We've been putting a post out every morning with an updated number and updating that Facebook post as the day goes on, if we hear that any barns are out or anything like that. And that has a list of people in there that are commenting, looking for transport, people that are transporting, people that have gotten birds and updating about the situation. And that'll be under the most recent Facebook post. We've had quite a few people messaging about different things, different questions, messages. I'm trying to keep on track of that, but your best bet is to go to that most recent Facebook post on Pips and Chicks.
All right, so that's Pips and Chicks. Just do a search for that on Facebook as well. Brianna, thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Brianna Patz, president of the American Quaternix Breeders Association. You're listening to WRDN.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Eric Hovde owns a $3 billion California bank. That's right, he owns it. And Hovde owns a $7 million California beachfront home. No wonder Eric Hovde's proposed spending $4 trillion in new tax breaks for super rich guys like himself. That's trillion with a T. What's his plan to pay for all those tax giveaways? Hovde's plan would slash Medicare 25%, slash veterans 40%, slash Social Security by 28%. Eric Hovde's plan would cost Social Security beneficiaries $500 a month, $6,000 a year. It's outrageous. Eric Hovde's plan, new tax breaks for the rich and devastating cuts for the rest of us. Now we know what's wrong with Eric Hovde. He's definitely not for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Real Country, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Society.
country my way. If you're gonna run with me, it's gonna be a wild ride. When it comes to loving you, I've got velvet hands. I'll show you how a real bad boy can be a real good man. Here we go.
To try and speak my mind. So as that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
With some hand-me-down keys, as long as leather jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean, there'll be a girl at the hole in the wall where it plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage. She loves this southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside loves it. For an hour in the parking lot, lighters. Good girls that can't keep from falling for bad boys that their daddies don't like. Small towns that keep staying small. Old trucks, young love, and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Tank of gas, some blue eyes, and some beer. Fast for a southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside. Loves cracking 89 Alabama. Kissing for an hour in the parking lot. Light ears to good girls that can't keep from falling for bad boys that their daddies don't like. Small towns that keep staying small. Here's to old trucks, young love, and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Yeah, Saturday nights. Young love and Saturday nights.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Chris Young, Young Love and Saturday Night. It's 9:35. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, Friday, it's fall cleanup day in Mondovi for Mondovi City residents. Furniture items, two items per resident. You can't have like hazardous materials, beds, box springs, things like that. If you'd like more information, just contact the Mondovi City Hall for more information on that, Mondovi residents. Let's run down today in history for this October 16th. 1793, Marie Antoinette, Queen of France, who allegedly uttered the phrase, "Let them eat cake," had a very bad day today. She was beheaded at the age of 37. Oh, just want us to eat cake? Well, here, guess what? She was the last Queen of France before the French Revolution. The first, quote, modern hotel in the United States, the Tremont Hotel, opened on this date in 1829 in Boston. 1859, abolitionist John Brown led a group of about 20 men in a raid on Harper's Ferry, Virginia, in an attempt to liberate an arm African-American slaves. 1908, Samuel Cody flew in the first airplane flight in England. Okay. Also, 1962, the 13 days of October, or the Missiles of October, is a great PBS documentary they did. The Cuban Missile Crisis begins on this date when aides to President John F. Kennedy informed him reconnaissance photos indicated the presence of nuclear missile bases in Cuba. 1969, the New York Mets won their first World Series title. They had been 100-1 long shots at the beginning of the season. They became known as the Miracle Mets, and oh, look out. They're trying to get back to the World Series. You know, I mean, seriously, they beat the Brewers in the first round, and this has been like the normal routine here, it seems like, in the playoffs for the National League over the last few years. Every team wants to play the Brewers in the playoffs because it seems like you beat the Brewers, then they go on a run and they get to the World Series. It's like, what? Anyway, I don't know if I'd root for the Mets anyway. Because there's a potential of a Mets-Yankees World Series. I don't care about that. Also, 1972, the band CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, disbanded. And the lead singer, John Fogerty, though, would go on to have a successful solo career. Yes, he would. 1978, Roman Catholic Cardinal Carol Wojtyła was chosen to become the new pope. He would take the name John Paul II. 1987, 18-month-old Jessica McClure was rescued after falling 22 feet into an abandoned well shaft in Midland, Texas. McClure spent nearly 3 days trapped, and boy, that rescue attracted everyone in the nation watching coverage of that on that new cable channel CNN. In 2000, Missouri Governor Mel Carnahan died in a plane crash near St. Louis, Missouri, along with his son Roger and an aide. He was 66. On Election Day, with his name still on the ballot, the people of Missouri voted for Carnahan to victory. His wife, Jean, took on the job of representing Missouri in the Senate. 2007, Oscar-nominated actress Deborah Kerr, best known for acting alongside Burt Lancaster in the 1953 film From Here to Eternity, passed away at the age of 86. She was nominated for a Best Actress Oscar 6 times. In 2010, actress Barbara Billingsley, best known for his role as June Cleaver on Leave It to Beaver, and her cameo role in Airplane. Well, she passed away at the age of 94 on this date. In 2011, British race car driver Dan Weldon was killed after a 15-car crash at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. He was a 2-time Indianapolis 500 winner. He was 33. 2015, Scott Kelly breaks the American record for the longest time spent living in space. On this date, Kelly marked his 383rd day in space as a NASA astronaut. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by Jerry Baron Sons and AMPI.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
Milk markets are higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk up 2 to 21.06, December up 11 to 21.03, January up 5 to 20.37, February steady at 19.81. Meanwhile, live cattle markets are mostly mixed. Feeder cattle are moving mostly lower today, while hog markets are moving mostly higher. Now, cattle futures continue to be under pressure, at least in many contracts, but not from the fundamentals. It's a lot of technical selling as well. The lower grain prices and higher box beef should be providing some support. Now, hog markets, after having that follow-through weakness yesterday, do show some short covering due to some increases in the pork cutout values as well. So a lot of technical buying happening as well in the market. October live cattle up 17 cents to 186.90. October feeder cattle down 22 cents to 246.30. December hogs up $1.80 to 77.02. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher this morning. A lot of this is some short covering after the grain markets fell sharply over the past 2 weeks. The U.S. soybean harvest still reported at 67% complete as of Sunday. Corn harvest at 47% complete. Weather's favorable for harvest. South American weather is favorable for planting, but we do have a lot of short covering in the market. December corn up 3 to 404 and a quarter. November beans up 9 and a quarter to 10 and 1 quarter.
At Jerry Bear and Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear and Sons, just off Highway 25, Durant.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 60 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 39. Tomorrow, sunny and windy, 67 by Friday. Mostly sunny with a high of 74. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. That's 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Here's to all the late night drunk phone calls that you picked up. Here's to all the bad decisions that you didn't judge. All the love yous and the hate yous and the secrets that you told me. Here's to everyone but mostly us. There's a couple billion people in the world and a million other places we could be. But you're here with me. Take a moment just to take it in. Cause every high and every low led to the. I'm just so glad you exist. Hey, look what a hello from a stranger turned into. Caught up in a moment like it's just us in this room. All the right words at the right time. And you know them cause you know me better than anyone else. We don't need anyone else. There's a couple billion people in the world and a million other places we could be. But you're here with me. Take a moment just to take it in. Cause every high and every low led to this. I'm just so glad you exist. Go, don't you ever go, don't you ever go changing. Never let me go, never let me go, never let me go, baby. Don't you ever go, don't you ever go, don't you ever go changing. Never let me go, never ever let me go, never let me go, baby. There's a couple billion people in the world.
yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me go fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow. Almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night.
Dancing cowboys and good-hearted women. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I don't know if you were looking at me or not. You probably smile like that all the time. I don't mean to bother you, but I couldn't just walk by and not say hi. And I know your name, cause everybody in here knows your name. You're not looking for anything right now, so I don't wanna come on strong. Don't get me wrong, your eyes are so intimidating. My heart is pounding, but it's just a conversation. No, girl, I'm not a wasted. You don't know me, I don't know you, but I want to. And I don't wanna steal your freedom. I don't wanna change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just wanna take your time. I don't wanna wreck your Friday. I ain't gonna waste my life. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time. And I know it starts with hello, and the next thing you know, you try to be nice, and some guy's getting too close, trying to pick you up, trying to get you to run. And I'm sure one of your friends is about to come over here, cause she's supposed to save you from random guys that talk too much and wanna stay too long. It's the same old song and dance, but I think you know it well. You could've rolled your ass, told me to go to hell, could've walked away. But you're still here,
and I'm still here. Come on, let's see where it goes.
I don't wanna steal your freedom. I don't wanna change your mind. I don't have to make you love me. I just wanna take your time. I don't have to meet your mother. We don't have to cross that line. I don't wanna steal your covers. I just wanna take your time. Have to make you love me. I just wanna take your time. I don't wanna blow your phone up. I just wanna blow your mind. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time. No, I ain't gotta call you baby. And I ain't gotta call you mine. I don't have to take your heart. I just wanna take your time.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And Sam Hunt, Take Your Time, 9:52. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, there'll be a special meeting tonight in Mondovi at the Roger Martin Community Center with the City of Mondovi and NTEC. Zentech is going to be installing fiber optic services in the city of Mondovi. So that'll be a meeting open to the public for those of you living in Mondovi. Again, that gets underway at 6:30 tonight at the Roger Martin Community Center. Well, you know what that means. Time now for another story from Files the Police Squad. Oh, silly people doing silly things. Then going to the big house. We go to the great state of Tennessee. A Memphis man is accused of stealing thousands of dollars worth of liquor. Oh, maybe he's wanting to have a party, huh? Police say Darren Wright was arrested on multiple charges. They say he broke into multiple businesses in the downtown Memphis area, including the Memphis Chess Club. Wright allegedly stole around $2,800. And alcoholic beverages. Wow, he wanted to have a big party, didn't he? Well, no party for him. No alcoholic beverages either. Because they don't do that in the big house. Oops.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durant at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Believer City Church in Menominee holds community Bible discussions in towns throughout our region. Join us in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill for a weekly Bible study every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. No matter what church you attend, you're welcome to participate in this local Bible study. Our goal is to increase your knowledge, your discipleship, and your Christian fellowship. So drop in, enjoy some food and fellowship, and let's dig into God's Word together.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Members, it's here. Mylo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. Home decor, holiday tools, you name it, it's for less. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items, including select power tools, tool storage, and ladders. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to Mylo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offer valid 10/10 through 10/16. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Baby girl, you out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could've just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. You're still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave. Someone as beautiful as you could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave. Just had to let you know, no, yeah, yeah, no, no, yeah, yeah. I could never let you go, no, yeah, yeah, no, no, yeah, yeah. Oh, I just had to let you know, no, yeah, yeah, no, no, yeah, yeah. I could never let you go, no, yeah, yeah, no, no, yeah, yeah. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave.
New Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Thomas Rhett, Beautiful as You. 9:59. I'm Brian Winnikin. Thank you to Brianna Patz from Pips and Chicks, the Facebook group that's been helping out the Wisconsin poultry growers here in western Wisconsin that were abandoned by Pure Prairie Poultry. Thank you to Brianna for joining us today. I'd like to hear that interview if you missed it, and all the other interviews with all of our coverage of the situation here in western Wisconsin.